Ayo, it's episode 70 of the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Two Drinks. Got my boy Swags here. Oh, we're going to play off a little bit of that 420 episode we did with our high guys and our stashes. We're going to throw some downers at you today. We're coming off that high, feeling a little low. Just about the time I bring in my boy Swags. What up, dude?
We're on a lunch date. Episode 70.
Yeah, wow, 70.
And we got about 40, 45 minutes, and we want to get through as many of these downers as we can.
And great shout put up on a Fantasy Life app there, so we're going to pull from that.
Yeah, tons of fun. Thanks we're for all your feedback. We're some decent guys on there. Sure, yeah. For sure. The Mighty 10, his number one at 90, the Mighty 10 for redraft. He's down on Barkley.
I can see that because you figure the hype's, you know, just so much there. Even right now, I got to imagine come redraft time, he's probably what? Sitting at that 1-2 turn, probably? Like, maybe middle second? How far do you think he actually goes? Like, I get it. Like, I probably wouldn't take him there, but that's where we were taking the rookies last year.
And, that's what I was going to say, too. And to be fair, by the time we put this out, Barkley will have been drafted. So
he's a giant.
We may feel, yeah, I know, I think so too, but we may feel one way or the other about it. but I think that I would draft Barkley in the top 12, honestly.
You're right at the turn.
Yeah. All right. And like you said, you know, the last couple of years we had Zeke go. Then last year we had a slew of running backs in the top 20. And a lot of it paid off. I don't see why Barkley, unless he's in a horrible situation, will be much different.
No, I agree. I think I'm with Mighty J there. I mean, obviously it's hard to know right now because we don't know, but I probably won't own Barkley in a redraft league this year. I'm probably not going to do that many redrafts this year. Definitely cutting that part back as we've added more dynasties. But yeah, I'm probably going to feel safer about taking, you know, any of the other, you know, second year guys right in that same range. I mean, I'll take Dalvin before I take Barkley in the redraft, I think, and that's coming off the injury. A new system up there. So
I like where Mighty J's at. You won't do that? That would change that for you?
Man, it's really hard to think right now just with those teams up front. I really can't think of one right now.
It would be tough.
You want to take it right now without knowing?
Barkley versus
Cook. Get my boy Dalvin. Coming off the injury.
Man, he started last season so strong. Man, it looked good.
Yeah, but it's a new offense, a new quarterback. You want to take it.
I do. I do want to take it. Go ahead and take it. I do want to take it.
Yeah. Third Mike, put that shit up.
We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, Third Mike needs to get to work. He's done with the rock song, so it's time for him to do something else.
Yep. Not reading any more
books. Queen winning that.
I don't know. Don't get me started on that.
But I'm with the Mighty 10 there. Good one. I like that one. It's a good way to start off. Even my cook.
Yeah.
What else? I get it. Keep it rolling.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you more on that, but yeah, we should keep it going here.
What else do you want? Come on. Give it to me.
Pivot is low on Michael Thomas.
All right.
What do you think about that?
Man, yeah, I mean, is it just because Cam Meredith's there and we're assuming they're probably going to take a tight end, if not round one, definitely by round two. So you're getting a play, hopefully a playmaker at tight end. That Breeze, you know, Breeze and the Saints offense, you know, definitely getting more to that running game. I don't think Kamara can stay as efficient, but he's still going to get his touches too. So it's just the overall number of targets going to go down to Michael Thomas. Yeah, I can buy that. I'm on board there. I don't mind it. I mean, I think he's still a stud. You know, he's still a wide receiver, you know, right at that 1-2 line. I'm not going to go farther than that, I don't think.
Yeah. Where would you draft Michael Thomas? I think it's hard for me to be low on him. I'm going to disagree with both of our first guys.
What your low is there.
I don't see him doing worse than last year. You know, if there's regression, I don't think it'll be huge.
I will take worse numbers than last year by whatever little percentage you'll give me.
So
by half a point. That's a win. That's a win, dude.
I'm gonna
you said not worse.
Shut that board bet down right now. Yeah, we got a lot to get through here. You're gonna throw one at me every turn.
Like three in, and we got three board bets. We got nowhere today. Keep going. I think we're heads up.
Mike's like, what the hell is going on? No, I don't hate it. You know, and for me personally, I'm probably drafting a running back in that area before I'm drafting Michael Thomas, but.
Who's shocked?
Two years in a row, Michael Thomas hasn't disappointed. I mean, his third year, I don't see why he would.
Yeah, the proverbial third-year breakout wide receiver. It's time he takes a little downer down the tubes.
Regression.
I agree with the Mighty J and Pivot, and you are down on both of them like a jerk. Keep going. I'm 2-0. You're 0-2 so far.
O-W-Right? I don't know which it is. But yeah. He won't let Matt Ryan fool him again. Picked him in the sixth round last year. Says he's not doing it again.
Yeah, I think me and you were kind of on the same, and I'm probably more apt to take a quarterback earlier than you are. But if I'm not getting one of the top guys, Rodgers, Wilson, I'm probably going to stop there. If I don't get one of those guys, you know, by like the fourth, I'm gonna wait till double digits.
Yep.
Yeah, double digits for sure. So I definitely won't be burned by Matt Ryan. That being said, if he slides a little bit, you know what I mean, and I don't mind that as long as they still keep Julio. I don't buy that Julio shutting his Twitter and Instagram and all that, taking all that crap down, being private, taking all the Falcon stuff off. Watch out. But
I agree with him on this one though. I mean, last few years, a lot of times you'll see Ryan go before Stafford. And too many Stafford people. Does yeah. better. This year, I don't think that will happen. I think Stafford is going to finally get a little bit of respect. But, yeah, I agree with him on this. But, yeah, the sixth round is way too early for me on a quarterback.
Yeah, for sure. About time you got one right, Swags.
Edelman and the Gronk from the Cubs fan.
Cubs fan. All right.
We got some angry Pats fans afterwards, but so what do you think about Edelman and Gronk?
Who's shocked there, too?
An angry
Pats fan. So down on Edelman and Gronk. Yeah, I'm totally with that. I mean, obviously, we found out that Gronk is going to play. He said it. He is playing this year. I'm with Cubs fan. I don't really buy like the swan song here. You know, all those guys kind of riding out in the sunset together and having a huge season. I think it's one of those where everybody on that side just kind of comes back to the pack, where there's not a real dominant figure fantasy numbers wise. So again, I'm not going to own Edelman and Gronk. I think Edelman's probably not a bad price, but I just don't want it. What is he? 39.5? He's 1,000.
32.
It's like 33, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. I like to add numbers to
and those. So Edelman, I agree with, and Gronk, I kind of agree with. The thing with Gronk is he's kind of that weekly guy. As long as he's playing, he's going to be ranked really high. So
definitely,
Edelman.
But you still have to spend too much. I don't want to play that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. We've got
Edelman. You can get for cheaper, but I'm not going to spend it on
you. Gronk, and I have really. Gronk that just hit a trading block in a league we're in together in the Clock Dodgers dynasty, and you're kind of like, oh, I'm interested, but what do you pay? There's so much risk involved right now.
Yeah, and you better be a contender, because if you're middle of the pack or down there, no reason to go do that.
Yep.
You got to be win now, because again, I mean, would it surprise anybody if Gronk didn't play next year? I don't think it would have surprised people if he didn't play this year. So you're adding another year to that, plus the Brady and Belichick saga. Pass.
At Whip, what's up?
What up, Whip?
He's low on Ed Lacy. Huh.
No way. I'm going to disagree.
I knew you would.
Lacy for MVP championship.
No.
Is he? He's not even on the Seahawks anymore, right? Like, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does not have a team. He won't have a team.
Nope, he's somewhere in Cheeseburger Paradise.
Whip, you need to go a little bit higher. Get a little bit higher on Eddie. Cheeseburger in Paradise. What a bumps. Look at this guy coming up with the jokes.
Oh, goodness. Rosé is low on Jarvis Landry. Yeah,
I mean, he's not going to see the same amount of targets he saw in Miami. Right?
No, his price has dropped a little too. I think everybody's kind of hip to it.
Yeah, but so Jarvis was probably going what, like rounds 3-4 last year would be my guess, somewhere in there. So you're telling me if he's everybody's down on him, what's he probably closer to round 4-5?
Yeah.
I'll have to write that one down and see. We'll have to do an ADP show here, you know, after the draft and kind of new ones come up. I'd like to see where he actually ends up.
Jarvis is
if
a
he's
tough
round
one.
round five on, I think I might take that chance. But anything before that, I'd be waiting on.
Yeah, he'd be.
But I'm a Dolphins homer. I like Jarvis. Like, I get it. Like, I don't know.
He'd be fun to see in those rounds, though, for sure. I mean, definitely. He's so tough because he's never played with that good of a receiving core. But he's also has a questionable quarterback situation. But you would think that Tyrod Taylor could get him. But then you got Josh Gordon, the tight ends. Who knows what happens at running back if they get Duke? You got that receiving weapon. They're having some contract issues, though, right?
Yeah, but that's for moving on next year. I think Duke's probably gone after this year, so he's still there. He's just not going to sign long term. I feel like they did work that out with Jarvis, so at least you know you have that wide receiver piece there. Maybe they try to feed him because he is their guy moving forward, like the money-wise they've set aside. Yeah, it's just interesting to see how that dynamic will play across the board with all those pieces.
Yeah. I kind of agree and I kind of don't. I agree with you, though, in that 4-5 range, like, that'd be hard to pass up. I'd love a wide receiver
closer to 5.
Three running backs and get a wide receiver like that.
You'd be all right with Jarvis as your wide receiver one?
Yeah.
There? You're all right with him as your one?
Sure.
I'm going to like him as my flex.
You know how my teams look.
You're taking him as wide receiver one.
At a certain point,
you know how
wide receivers.
So.
Yeah. So that'd be like your fourth wide receiver and my first one.
Yeah. Exactly. We like him in the same range. It's just different team makeup.
Right. He'd be on your bench and starting on my team.
Yeah. Yeah, he's flex bye week for me.
And that's damn nice. I mean,
right?
You can't get mad about that at all. So, Ryko 58 is low on Thielen and Diggs.
Both of them. Is it because you still got to spend more to get Diggs, and it feels like Thielen's probably the guy that will, you know, at least lately has been outproducing him in years.
They've evened out a little bit.
It has.
I totally agree.
Dynasty. I'm gonna say no. I'll still stay with Diggs, and I'll be high on Diggs. I really want to see what this new offense looks like. But yeah, I mean, if Dalvin's healthy the whole year and that defense stays solid, even with Kirk there and all the money, they're not gonna ask him to throw it 35 times, right? That's not their process to win games. Play good defense, run the ball, and throw when you need to. Even if you got studs, so.
Have the worst reasoning ever for being low on them. And it's just because guys in that area sound a lot more fun. Honestly. And then you think of Cousins, you know, and he never really had. I mean, Gruden is a passing offense and Cousins had weapons. He never really gave us like one to two, let alone three viable receiving weapons week to week. Who knows what's going to happen now?
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of pieces that go around. Thielen, Diggs, Rudolph, whoever's, you know, Cook out of the backfield.
Yeah.
And there's still guys like your for whatever reason, boy toy, Laquon Treadwell still there.
My boy.
I get it. Your boy toy. Yeah. I don't know why I said that. I'll agree with Thielen.
It's from the Boys Life magazine.
I disagree on Diggs. If you say so.
Oh, man. All right, so Nick Tarr is low on Goff and Gurley.
I'm going to let you just handle this one since...
And I try to stay off these shouts because I don't like to give my viewpoint too much on them. But, I mean, you know I completely disagree with that. And I kind of asked him, like, rank, like, who are you taking there? And he let me know that he would take Gurley like as far as maybe 3 to 4 back, but he didn't really let me know who he would take in front of them. And I mean, for me, like unless you're the wide receiver guy, I don't see anybody going in front of Gurley. And
I get it
I
get it because Gurley will probably be consensus number one overall in redraft, right? That would just kind of how trends tend to work from the year before. We kind of tend to put those guys right up front.
Yeah.
I get with, like, their improved defense, even though they brought Brandon Cooks in, you think they would probably have the opportunity to run more or at least kind of favor that side more. But him producing the same kind of range, I think, is still hard to do because the clip you put it at was crazy last year. So do I think Gurley's numbers come back a little bit? It wouldn't surprise me at all. So if you're making me take him one overall, then yeah, I'm probably with Nicktar here in saying I'm a little bit downer on Gurley. If I can get him at 3-4, like Lab goes in front of him, and then maybe AB or something like that in a redraft, then okay, I'm good there. I'm good in that whatever you said 3-4 range. I don't think I'm gonna take Gurley at one.
Well, who are you taking at one overall?
I'm probably gonna take Lab. If you make me do it right now.
Huh. I still bet Bell and Gurley all day right now if you want that.
Can I have full PPR? I'll give you the carry, but give me full.
Yeah, dude, you can have okay. any kind yeah. of scoring you like.
I want full PPR only when you're in a Steelers jersey. Boom. Suck it. Winner.
Yeah, we can yeah. take no, I'll half the games PPR. Out if you want.
Full PPR.
we'll both pick the games we want.
No, run the whole fucking season, full PPR, and I'll go ahead. I'll be nice and give you the quarter carry bonus. Third Mike, lock that shit up.
So now you took Bell.
Lev has to be a steal.
Who are you taking after Bell?
Like I said, I might. Antonio Brown's probably 2, just because I know what I'm getting there. And then I'll probably go Gurley 3. Like, if I have to pick right now, I think that's where I'm at.
Huh.
I like it. So Gurley's your 1. Who's 2?
I would probably... You're on the spot. I'd go Zeke.
Okay. So I think I'm going to slide Zeke behind Gurley there. So Zeke would be, like, my 4. I'm interested to see what the Cowboys do in this draft. Obviously, they let Dez go. Even drafting some rookie, you know, wide receivers, like say they take 2 in the first 3 rounds, it's still Dak throwing the ball. He's not the most accurate. Man, there's some hashtag analysis for you there. But what are defenses going to be geared towards? Like they're just going to stack the box and dare Dak to beat them with Allen Hurns and a group of, you know, rookies. So I don't know. I would definitely have to move Zeke behind those other 3 I mentioned. And I like Zeke. But I think he gets up a little bit. But
I mean, it's one of those things, you know, like you add on the, we talked about this earlier, you know, you add on those 6 games with Zeke that he was gone. And I mean, he's right back in the talks with all those guys.
Oh yeah. He's right back at the front for sure. No doubt.
So that's where it gets kind of tough for me. Just imagine that he's still young. I don't mind that offense. I think he'll be fine with Dak. I don't think they need Dez for him to be good. I see what you're saying, though. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, for me, it's Zeke.
They need to address offensive line, too. It used to be their bright spot. And we saw when they lose a piece last year, it gets bad real fast. So they need wide receivers. They need offensive line. And that defense isn't great. So there's a lot of holes there to fill. I'm interested to see what
Dallas does. Everything you're saying there, I mean, I agree with everything. Like, that's such a close-knit, tight area. Like, Antonio Brown would be my first wide receiver off the board. But for me, like... there's a strong gap between Gurley and the next guy. Anything else is kind of like, oh, I see your point. But for me, you respect what that guy did last year. That's why that guy usually is a number one. If Gurley regresses a little bit, I mean, I don't think that's out of the realm. But how hard are we going to be on the guy this season just because he just had a decent year and I like him?
No, I get it. And I would be shocked if you went any other response there for Gurley. Like, I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying.
No, you're fine.
That's your stance. Yeah. That's your stance. I get it. So you just look in years past and when you draft, you know, 1 overall, and I'm just throwing it out there. Like, you know, especially a running back generally has a tendency to not continue to finish there, regardless, just nature of the position and everything's that changed.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, when you draft them early, tends to be a little bit more safer, I guess, for me. And with my first round pick or 1 overall, like I'm gonna play a little safer, just to me in my head.
Yeah, no, I get it all. Yeah,
take your girly and be wrong. It's cool. Level one.
I like that, but
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yezzer is down on Watson and Wentz. Both are way too high.
I definitely agree here. Both coming off of injuries. We expect, quote unquote, expect both to be ready to go. Obviously, Watson hurt his, you know, halfway through the season, so his recovery time looks a little more clear to be ready to go. Wentz, I know we've seen Wentz, you know, like even in the playoffs, we saw Wentz, you know, walking out of training camp and stuff like that with a cane. Like, to me, that's a little weird. Like, you shouldn't have your ACL restructured and then, like, still be walking with a cane.
Right.
Like, to me, I feel like we probably need to dial it back a little bit. And if Wentz didn't play until week 3-4, something like that, I'm not going to be shocked at all. So for the fact where Wentz is still going a lot earlier than some of these other guys, and I would totally agree there. In the same kind of the same scenario with Watson, although he's ahead of the game in you know rehab and that kind of thing, it's just it's a lot to ask, and it's going to be hard for him to continue to put the same numbers like he was at that crazy clip last year. And I think he's still being drafted like he's going to come in and do exactly that for 16 games.
Yeah. And that's just it, too. It depends on where they're being drafted and, like, in redraft, if we're talking one quarterback, super flex. Yeah. But, yeah, I agree, too.
What about Dynasty right now, Watson or Wentz? They're probably super close for just about everybody, but if I'm I make you pick right now.
I'd probably go Watson.
Too many questions later. Yeah, I think I'm with you. I'm with you just on upside, which is crazy to think because, you know, Wentz was killing it efficiency-wise. But just upside and – the safeness of what I think he can do with his legs even coming back after this ACL tear.
Yep. And I think he holds a little bit more value if you want to bail.
Fair enough. It's nice having Nuke there, you know, one of the top wide receivers in the game. Not that, you know, Aguilar and Alshon are anything to scoff at, but still.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Brady's GOAT is low on Kenyon Drake.
So, I get being low. And by the time you're hearing this, maybe the Dolphins took somebody already. I don't think they take it in round one. I really don't. But if they do, then obviously you should be way down on Drake.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the Dolphins not take a running back until like rounds four on, then you might have missed your window to kind of buy low on him.
Yeah, wait and see what happens with Anderson too.
You're going to – true. That's the reason why I think maybe the Dolphins don't draft a running back early, or at least we'll see. I think CJ, like Dez, are going to be signed after the draft, after these teams have figured it out. Because, you know, if the Dolphins have somebody slide to them and say, like, round three and they take it, well, then we don't need to go get CJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we can stay there, but maybe we don't draft anybody until the fourth or fifth, and then you see CJ kind of slide in too. Like, I get being down on Drake, but if I own him right now, I'm almost going to roll the dice and hold it and see. Because I don't think I'm going to get enough for him right now for what he could be. And if I have to sell him anyways after something happens, well, then I'm probably going to take him not a whole lot less than I already am.
Yep. Moving along to Albino Squirrel.
What up, Squirrel?
He is low on Fournette and Freeman. Both huge guys, fading.
Yep. Love it.
Oh, for predominantly health-related reasons. Sorry, yes. I didn't add that. I was just...
I've talked to you about Leonard Fournette this way since we started the podcast. Yep. You got 13 games out of Fournette this year. If you get 14 next year, you should be ecstatic. Like, I think that's just about, I think that's what I've kind of said. 12, 13, 14 games a year is what you should expect from him. And if you get more than that, it's awesome. Devontae Freeman's a little different just in how his injuries have been. And he's dealt with a concussion once or twice too, pretty recently, last 2 years. So, that part, I just wonder there with Tevin Coleman, this being his you know, his contract year coming up, so pretty sure he'll be moving on. Do we see a lot of Freeman? Because they don't want Coleman to kind of get that work and have his number bump up, and maybe they keep him? Or do you see it flip the other way, and they just run the mess out of Coleman and save Freeman, who they have locked up? So I get fading or being down on both of those guys for those reasons.
Yeah. I'm always low on Freeman. I don't know. Yeah, I just have been. Yeah, so I'm with you, especially with Tevin Coleman still around. Fournette, not so much. I agree with everything you said, though, about the games. And if he stays at that 13 games a year and has a strong backup, I'm really okay with that, as weird as that sounds. But he is the guy that I want to get his handcuff with.
No, I got – and you believe that's T.J. Yeldon?
Yeah.
At this point? I just wonder there because they – it's only 3 mil, and I say only 3 mil like I'm just fucking rolling in it over here. But they give Corey Grant $3 million to not go test the waters and to stay there. Now, Corey Grant is a great special teamer and has come in and showed well last year when Fournette wasn't running. I just wonder, you know, I think we might have mentioned this when we had the Dynasty Trades HQ guy on. Like, I just wonder if we see a little bit more Yeldon and Corey Grant, you know, during each game, each week, so that you can get, you know, 15, 16 startable games out of Fournette and save him a little bit there, dealing with the ankle and foot. That's a good point, too. Do we see his numbers come under 20 touches a game, you know, 18 to 20 instead of that closer to 25? Because now Yeldon and Corey Grant are mixed in for another 20 plays a game or something.
Yeah, for sure. Man, if those guys can be productive with their touches, I think that's an excellent point. You know, it seems like that'd be a really smart team move to keep Fournette a little bit fresh throughout games instead of...
Yeah, definitely better NFL than fantasy for us out here. But Yep.
For sure. Mad Vikings is low on Allen Robinson and Josh Gordon.
I don't mind being low on Josh Gordon. Kind of same thing we said with Landry. We just don't really know what we're going to get with that offense. I love Todd Haley being there, so you would think we would have a pretty dominant wide receiver. And Tyrod, although hasn't had many weapons lately to do it, I like his long ball. Like, he's not afraid to just chuck it down there, so that could be fun. But the hype's too much on Gordon where I'm not going to spend it.
Right.
Like, I feel like he's going to cost me too much, and I'll use one of your crappy lines from earlier. I like more of the guys around him better.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how you said it. I just wanted to, you know,
put my shades on at you.
I'll let you take A-Rob because that's your boy. Defend his honor.
Man, I like Allen Robinson there. I think he's going to be targeted a lot. So I guess it depends on where he's going. But Josh Gordon, I agree with. I spent too much on him before they got Landry in Dynasty. Definitely hard to pay for him now. Allen Robinson, I'm really excited about that. So,
going back from one of our early ones, Allen Robinson or Michael Thomas this year, redraft?
I would go with Michael Thomas. Dynasty or redraft.
Just trying to see where you're at with A-Rob there, too.
Yeah, I'd have to, yep.
That's fair. Just not knowing what that Bears offense will really be. We can all project it to be that way, but I gotcha. Keep going.
Mad Viking is also – no, you're good. Mad Viking is also low on Mixon and his 3.5 yards per carry. He is going way too high.
I am low on the Bengals offensive line from last year, which is not the same offensive line this year. They've already addressed it. When they take another offensive lineman, I'm going to say yesterday, which is actually because you're listening to this in the future.
Mm-hmm.
When they take another offensive lineman in the round one, you're going to feel a lot better about it. Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah. You know I'm not low on Mixon. JJK, sure. Haven't heard from you in a while. Where you been? Is low what on up, JJK? Jimmy Graham and Kelvin Benjamin.
Thanks for throwing two studs out there. Hard to argue.
Hard to argue that.
Way to push the limits there. But I'm probably higher on Jimmy Graham, obviously, than you are, Swags.
And I'm probably higher on Kelvin Benjamin than you.
Even though you traded him to me like a jerk. Yep. So, yeah, I would probably agree. That's fine. I don't think either one of those guys is going to cost you enough for me personally to say I'm down on them. I think they're both going late enough where I can still make it work and be valuable there. But, I get the point of just – I'm going to stay away from those guys if there's any hype.
I think you need to have two or three Packers wide receivers be injured for me to give a crap about Jimmy Graham. I just don't care about a Packers tight end.
Who's the third Packers wide receiver right now?
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, you've got
– You don't even know the guy's name and you need him.
I don't know who would it be, like Geronimo or –
Geronimo Allison probably.
Yeah, like –
It'll be the rookie that they take this year.
Ty Montgomery. I'd probably be Geronimo or Ty Montgomery, right?
Okay. Dez. Right now, yeah. I don't think that works there.
I don't either, but I heard some rumbles. Sure. Our boy Neilop, not just any other Neil. Neil. It's Neilop.
Neilop.
Not just any other Neil. That, I mean, it's funny how you do that with names.
He probably fucking hates that.
Neilop. Sorry, Neil. If you don't like it, holler at me.
Too bad.
It's out of love. He doesn't like kickers, neither do I.
He's down on kickers? Good call.
Yep. Our boy
down Jingling. On having kickers in your fantasy league. Good one.
Yeah, get rid don't of them. Do it. Kick them out.
I like it.
Jingling Josh.
Put on bumps.
Is down with... He is not he down. Kicking him out. He's down on Tyreek Hill. He has to lose some targets to Sammy, and his efficiency will take a hit as the season goes with a new starting quarterback.
I don't know. I totally understand the point there. You would think Sammy coming in, Tyreek's numbers probably go down. So I get that point. And he was uber efficient with them last year. I don't know. I guess I buy maybe too much into Kansas City's defense being worse and them having to throw more and move the ball around a little bit more, where I think he probably stays around the same number.
Yeah. Jingling Josh wants a board again, bet it just, on it just this, comes, but I don't know if I'm going to give him one.
What's the board bet? I don't.
He
I
just
don't,
wants to take Sammy versus Tyreek, but...
Mm.
I've had a few people want board bets since the book reading got announced.
That's fair. So, we'll just do one long show on a break from the grind of just like kindergarten reading, reading books. I'm sure they would love that. It'd be one of their best shows.
So my thing with Tyreek is he's always been super efficient. Even his rookie year, he was really efficient. He just didn't get a lot of work. Year two, he got a little bit more work, but not exactly what we thought he was going to see, but that still got him into top 10 wide receiver range.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, let's say he gets the same amount of work that we didn't like last year, and now he has Sammy taking coverage as well. I don't see why he'd be less efficient.
So defenses line up, and your number one corner on defense goes where? Who do they go to? Who do you roll coverage to there on Kansas City?
I don't know. That's tough, yeah, because like, it's not like...
You got to watch out for Kelsey up the middle, too. Like, yeah. There's a lot of pieces there, so I definitely get that part of your argument. Like, I don't know that any given day we're going to be like, all right, well, all the defense is going to run to Tyreek, or all of it's going to roll over to Sammy. I think defenses will have a hard time kind of taking players away there. I don't know if I answered your question. I don't care. Keep going.
No, I get what you're saying, though. I do. But, yeah, that's just kind of my thing. I think that he'll be all right. I think that he's dropped a little bit, though, in drafts to where I think that a lot of people are low on him. I don't know.
I like Tyreek still. I would take Tyreek over Sammy. But I don't think it's so far outlandish that I would board bet it.
Yeah.
If that's a wuss out move, then there it is.
Mighty Manitour. I always have trouble with your name. Sorry, dude. So
you have trouble with lots of names.
I know. It's my thing, man. I can really say I'm good. I just try to mess it up to amuse you. It's your lunch break and stuff.
Well done. Well played, sir.
So he's got a huge list of players. We've talked about a lot of them. If there's anybody you want to hit on off this list to drink, we will. And then we'll get into that 2-minute breakdown. And we want to talk about that Geis helmet some more. So his list is Hill, I'm guessing Jeremy.
That's your boyfriend.
But he probably meant Tyreek. So he's got Hill, Gordon, Landry, Henry, I'm guessing is Derek. Gordon, I'm guessing is Josh.
Or Melvin.
Graham. Cooper, I'm guessing is Amari. Cup. Do you think it's Cup? It might be Cup.
I think it's Cup. If you're going to be down, maybe everybody's pumped up on Amari bounce back or whatever. But I could see being down on Cup just with Brandon Cooks coming there. Mm-hmm. I think Cooper probably ends up Cooper Cup usually gets about the same thing he did last year. I don't really see a lot of up or down there.
Yep.
I think he kind of is what he is there. If you're down on Amari, like I get it, that makes a lot of sense. But if he's starting to get more hype with Gruden, you know, telling he is going to be the one and we'll run through him, then yeah. I don't mind you, you know, skipping out or missing out on that in year one.
Yep. And then Davis, Kamara, Ingram with an E. I don't know. I might like some Evan Ingram.
Hmm.
It depends on the range there, man. I want to see where he's going.
Yeah. I mean, does the team look like what it does right now offensively?
Yeah. You know what I mean? They might have a running back, you know? Maybe they draft a running back that makes you change your mind a little.
If Saquon goes two, then I'm going to dislike Ingram a little bit more because, like, he's going to get fed and those are going to have to be there. We didn't have much of a running game at all last year, you know, for the Giants. I say we. That's not my fucking team. But, yeah, so if that's the case, then I'll be a little more down on Ingram. If not, I think Ingram will outproduce Sterling Shepard opposite them. So Ingram's still the two there to Odell. Yep. And if obviously OBJ's taking number one coverage and probably a safety over the top. So Ingram's getting one-on-one up the middle, like with a linebacker. Yes, please, all day long.
Then he's got, I'm with you. Then he's got Wentz, Watson, Jimmy Graham, Barkley. We already went through those guys. And then he added Hyde to the list.
Is that just on because we know Cleveland's going to take a running back somewhere? They lose Joe Thomas, so their offensive line that was a strong point isn't as good this year. There's a lot of tackles pretty good, pretty deep in this draft. So one of those second round picks with the Browns, they pick early. I bet they end up with a tackle there if one slides. And obviously they won't be Joe Thomas, but they will be a decent piece. Me and you haven't really liked Carlos Hyde in the past. And I think last year was one of the first times he played all the games or something crazy, some shit like that. So, I don't know. I guess I get being down on Carlos Hyde. That's probably another one. Maybe I need to write some of those down or keep that shout down and write some of these names. And after the draft comes by, kind of see where everybody is ADP-wise and kind of attack this that way, you know, in the future with these names again. I think that'll be a little bit more telling for us of just how down if you really are on Carlos Hyde.
For sure.
You know, all these guys.
Great idea.
Every now and then I get a couple. Then we forget them. It'll take too long. I don't want to add a bunch.
Dude, you ditched me on our lunch date 2-minute breakdown.
You wouldn't give it up, dude. I had to go. I got stuff to do.
But no, so you had some bet you made or something.
Yeah, so we could have done it, but I needed to go so I could make this this bet happen. I had an expiration date and had to do it today. Today, when I'm actually recording this, is the day of day one NFL draft. So last year, me, my boss, and one of my other coworkers that I generally ride share with, a carpool together, made this bet of just picking the first round, like our own personal mock draft for round one. And we got points according to, obviously, them going to the right team or them going to just the correct pick, you know, spot that we picked it at, not regarding team. And I won it. This is, and we made the the fantasy footballer, shout out to them, the lunch bet where they had to buy me lunch.
Ooh,
and then and then they had to pay for their lunch of my choosing. Our little caveat was it had to be from the same spot, so I wasn't gonna go get them like some pickled pig's feet, and then I was gonna get like Ruth Chris. So we just ended up doing Wild Wing Cafe. So shout out Wild Wing Cafe. You should come be a sponsor to the Fantasy Football Breakdown. I got me a normal 12-piece wing, you know, a couple different flavors, nothing too crazy. I got both of them, just the 6-piece flats only. You're welcome of Braveheart, which is the hottest one they have.
Ooh, and just the 6-piece, really how'd they do?
Yeah, it was I tried to be nice with the 6. I didn't want them to go 12. They both drank it very quickly. I only allowed them to have a Diet Coke to wash it down, which does not help reduce heat in the mouth. Which was kind of funny and a little twist there I threw at them right at the end because they both had their milk and shit ready to go. And I was like, nope. they did okay for the beginning part. They both tried to eat it pretty fast. And then I got to see it build. And as I got to like wings like 4, 5, and 6, started getting sweat, started getting the sinuses opening up with runny noses going. Faces got so red. I was dying. I was having so much fun.
That would have been great to video a little bit of that, man.
I know. I missed it. I definitely thought about after it was happening. I wanted to get a picture of them, like with their faces all red and shit like that. But So I will do my best, because we are running that same bet again between the three of us, and we have our little sheet here. So when I win again, because I will win, because that's what I do, I will videotape it the next time, and I won't wait the full year. I will do it here before too long, and then get that shit out on Twitter for everybody, because that was hilarious.
So,
and everybody else needs to see
I have that. To guess if there's no milk, there was no dipping sauce.
No, they weren't allowed to have anything. I had it there in front of them. That's what I ate. And then I had like five extras just to tease them.
Okay.
But they were not allowed to use it.
Nice.
No.
And then did. I don't know if I missed it or not, but did you say exactly who did you pick to go where that made you win the bet?
So, man, the most, like the best people, like Mel Kiper, Mike Mayock, I say the best. That's not really the fucking case. But they're the ones that get paid to do this, right?
Uh-huh.
Usually get like five or six correct, seven correct, something like that. And I got seven correct last year in the first round, which doesn't sound like a lot, but.
So it's just whoever gets the most.
Yeah, it was whoever got the most. This year we changed our scoring system up just a little bit. And where you get like points for just the player being taken in the first round. And then you get a segmented amount of points depending on how far off you are from them getting picked. Like if I have, you know, whatever, Baker Mayfield going three to the Jets, which did happen since you're reading this in the future. Like, I would get extra points for picking him at the correct spot. But if, like, the Bills trade up and get him at, like, say, six, even though I have Baker at three, I would get, like, 2 points for being only three picks away or something like that. So
okay.
There should be a little bit more points this year. I'm still going to win, but instead of winning with, like, seven, and they have, like, three and four last year, I'm going to win with, like, 45, 50 points, and they're going to lose with, like, 20 or 30.
I love that you even, like, said they could only get flats, like.
So, yes, I did that on purpose, because they had to have clean bones. And
oh, nice.
On flats, you have to take a little bit more time and kind of get in there to make sure you clean it and peel it. So I figured it would take a little more time. On drumsticks, I know you got to kind of gnaw the edges, but I felt like that would be a little bit easier to clean them to be acceptable. So yeah, all flats to both of you, Doug and Chris. Y'all
I gotta be honest, we like to keep it no planning, but I wish I knew about this. I would have geared some of your 2-minute breakdown questions around it, because now I'm just so like, I think it's great.
Save it and write that shit down for the next
so,
time that you ask me. No worries.
Is either of these guys Bruce? I mean, that's the only person I really know.
No.
Of. Like, so
no, neither one is Bruce, and I actually tried to get talked a little bit about Bruce about maybe getting in on this bet next year. It was too late in the process for kind of how we do things for somebody else to jump in for this one.
If,
as crazy as that sounds,
if
but
you
it's just
lose
how we kind
this,
of
if, the,
if I'm not losing.
If you do,
I'll videotape whatever they fucking make me.
Awesome.
I got you, buddy.
That's sweet. I hope you lose, man.
Thanks, buddy.
I mean, only because it would.
Because you don't know the other guys, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's what closer to home. It'd be way more fun to watch you do it than. Shoot.
Just fucking crying.
It'd
red,
be great,
just,
man.
It's not everywhere because it's so damn hot.
Shoot, we'll get an open mic for it, man, and just do it. Sounds
I'll find
amazing.
A way to I'll find a way to periscope it or some shit if I lose, man. Whatever. I will. I don't give a shit. And I will own my bets. Like, I'll do it. It's cool.
If you lose, I'll hop on.
All right.
I don't know.
All right, fair enough.
You ready to hop into
these
questions?
You're just going to hop on the mic and make fun of me while I'm crying and eating? Sweet.
Yeah.
Sounds
oh,
like
man.
A great plan.
It would be great. Have some blue cheese.
Yeah, let's get to these crazy-ass questions, dude.
You know. So, you driving?
I am. I'm being safe.
All right.
I'm not driving.
I will get the timer
so
then,
just
in case you're lying.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
All right.
I don't do that.
Let's do this, man. So, it's draft night. You guys...
Sorry. Fucking dick.
Oh shit.
Good time.
Oh man.
I'm surprised that came through. That's good to know. This is not gonna go fast. Hit me with your questions, dude.
Alrighty. Draft night tonight, so we'll be hearing this tomorrow, maybe some of this lab, maybe not.
Perfect.
Alright.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
What running back will the Detroit Lions draft this year?
Kerryon Johnson in like the third.
Who would you rather have in Dynasty, Hunt or McCaffrey?
Oh. Half point, I'm going to go Hunt. Full point, I got to take McCaffrey. But, yeah.
What is the NFL record for the longest field goal?
63 yards.
That's pretty good, 64. What did the Romans use as money?
Romans used coins?
Salt. Salt, man.
I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I'm going to hung you night. Go over there and try to spend that shit. AJ Green or Devontae Adams?
Adams, redraft, dynasty. I don't give a fuck.
How do you feel about Queen winning the Fantasy Life App music contest?
A little chalk. A little chalk.
Yeah, I think Wayne's World won it for him.
A little chalk. Yeah, probably.
Who are the Dolphins drafting in the first round?
Oh, I would love for Roquan Smith to get there.
I mean, who did they draft in the first round?
Yeah, they didn't draft. They didn't draft Roquan Smith. I love the fact that we traded back and moved on back to gain some extra pieces. I know it seems weird to take Billy Price in the first round as high as we did, round 23, but I don't mind it since we got the extra pieces.
You like it?
I'll take it. We need it. He's a guard and a center, like, valuable piece we need. We lost Pouncey, blah, blah, blah. Not the sexy pick, but I'm so glad we didn't take Josh Rosen and Josh Allen. Fuck those guys.
What would you name your boat?
Gonna make me cry. Bodie McBoatface, of course.
Of course.
Or the Mr. Beaumont. I kind of like the Mr. Beaumont if I had to secondarily go.
What
friend shout out.
What childish thing do you still enjoy to do?
Video games when I get a chance. Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
What else? Yeah, yeah. I play tag with my daughter. She's not very good.
That's why you like kid. It. Like you kick ass for, at yeah. it. So good
I'm
at tag.
I'm so good
now.
At it. Oh, I'm not a fast guy, but I'm big and I take big enough steps where my daughter's not fast enough to catch me yet.
You kick ass.
So it makes
ass.
Me feel pretty good, like a kid. Ass. Yeah. I kick ass. I'm a kick ass freestyle player.
Who will win the NBA finals?
Man, I'm gonna say the Rockets.
Okay, I like it.
Good for Chris Paul. About time.
Dynasty, Corey Clement or Corey Grant?
It. Clement.
Yeah, Corey. You could just Corey. I would have even given it
to I know. You. That's one of the Corys.
A wide receiver you won't touch.
A wide receiver I won't touch. The timer went off a while ago. I fucking heard it. Yeah. So I'm gonna take my time. Can I pass? Or is that the last one?
Sure.
Pass.
Top five wide receivers in Dynasty. Not rookies. Just straight up.
Fucking shit. I did this not that long ago, and I forgot Nuke, so I'm not going to forget Nuke. I'm still going to go Antonio Brown 1. I'm going to go... fucking go! I'm going to go Nuke 2nd. I cannot think. 3... I got nothing, Pat. I'll come back.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, 3. Good call. He should probably be... Yeah, fuck him. He's 3.
All right. We'll stick with top 3. You did pretty good. You nailed that top 3.
You're welcome.
Were you the only one wearing a cowboy hat at the Bon Jovi concert?
I don't remember seeing any others, but I got inebriated very quickly and shit got fuzzy. I did a lot of fist pumping. I was probably the only person in a cowboy hat and fist bumping.
Okay, so
shot to the heart.
But were you really wearing a cowboy hat?
Come on. No, I was not fucking wearing a hat. I was fist bumping after 4 $20 doubles.
Nice. Oh, $20 doubles. Dude, isn't it crazy how they get you?
Fucking stupid.
Like you walk up and you're just like, dude, I just spent $13 for a can of beer.
Yeah, beer was 14. That's probably where I should have stayed. But I was like, let's get hammered. The $14 beer, like, let me get a double. Like, All right.
Well, and that's just cool it, though.
The next day when you're like $175 on alcohol at the concert, but that's cool.
That's just it, though. I mean, if you are drinking.
My wife drank too, but.
No, but yeah. If you are drinking and you get up there for a $14 beer, you're like, okay, I guess I'll spend six more and just get this. You know what I mean? Like, because that's crazy.
Agreed.
If you're going to get raped, you might as well try to enjoy it.
Right? Try not to remember it. Yep. Is that all the questions?
Perfect. That's all I got for you.
I don't remember. A wide receiver I'm not going to touch. Do you have one? Maybe I can cheat?
Well, I have a lot. You know
what? I'm trying to think. Yeah, I know. You don't really. That's probably more a question for me if I asked you what running back
and,
are you
going
to touch.
And when I wanted you to say. Easier. I wanted you to say, like, a player that.
Josh Gordon.
You won't, yeah?
I'm not going to touch Josh Gordon.
That's a tough one.
I think he's still going to go too high for where you're going to have to take him, and I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You got some names of guys you don't really like?
Josh Gordon or Demaryius Thomas?
Oh, GT all day.
I think for sure in redraft. I'm with you in redraft or for the season. What about Terrell Pryor? I won't touch him.
I mean, I get it, but what do you have to spend on TP?
Yeah, it almost doesn't count.
I bet in a redraft league, you can take that with your very last pick. Like, take your defense and kicker before, and you could probably still get TP at the end. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't care about that point, because if he does nothing, I drop him. Like, whatever. Like, to me, I think of a wide receiver I'm not going to touch is probably one that's going to go in the first few rounds that I, you know what I mean?
I don't agree with being up okay, there. I won't touch Julio.
Who?
Julio. And a lot of it's just price driven. I think you can do similar to better, like, right in that same range. You just give or take in that area. And
I need to go back and listen to one of our podcasts at the end of the season. I'm pretty sure I said I wasn't going to be burned by Julio ever again. Maybe Dez too, and I feel like
Dez is a good one.
I feel like I'm already back on that train for both right now.
Dez is pretty cheap though, isn't he?
I think Dez is cheap enough. Like, where if you have him right now, obviously there's no landing spot, and he's not gonna find a spot until long after the draft. Like, he can kind of pick and choose. He turns down a multi-year deal with the Ravens, so he's probably getting a prove-it deal, right? So
that's what he said he wants. Yeah,
a prove-it deal on a team that's gonna have to throw. Because you don't want to prove a deal with, like, the Patriots and just be another fucking guy. You know what I mean? You're prove a deal because you need to make money. Like, you believe in yourself. So, I don't know a whole lot of teams out there. I know I mentioned back when we had Matt Harmon on a few episodes ago that I like Seattle. I still like that one. I haven't heard any traction there. But that defense is bad, and they're going to have to throw. They don't really have a run game. So, at least that's one where I think, like, his volume could still be there that's close. Why I pick there, I find a hard time finding another spot where the volume will be up that high. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind Dez. I would definitely trade for Dez right now in a dynasty if I can get him for cheap. And I'm probably going to have to hold on to him at this point because I'm not going to get enough back from where I want him on my team. And I'm probably still going to draft Julio in a redraft league at the what I got to take, probably at the back of the first now. Yeah, I'll make that. I'll go ahead and do that, I guess.
Would you take Barkley or Julio in redraft? You don't even know the landing spot until...
Yeah.
Well, you know it now, but you didn't
know it. I do know it now, but I don't want to tell anybody that's listening.
Right.
I probably... Fuck, man. That's a dick. I'm going to pass because you didn't ask that as a 2 minute.
It gets tough, though, like for me, because that's where I'm at in that area. And and I'm drafting a little different than you. So that's why, for me, I know that I'm not. When I'm looking at Julio compared to the wide receivers, I like him. Right, but then I'm like, I'll take a running back right there.
Right now, because we're doing it before the draft, I'm going to take Julio. When people are actually listening to this, my opinion might have changed because of landing spot. But honestly, if I have to take Julio at the back end of one, I'm going to wait. Because I could probably get both of those guys. I know that's not the drill here. But if I'm on the turn and I can get Julio and Barkley right now, I think I would be very stoked.
Yeah.
I would be okay. I would be okay there. If you make me pick one, I'll probably take Julio just because that's kind of me. And I know Barkley's kind of you.
We should co-own a team together and draft the whole thing and see how messed up that ends up.
I can't wait for those fights.
I think if like we get through the draft, that'd be the hard part.
Like, we should do a mock that way, but we're going to need, like, Third Mike or somebody to come on, because when we can't make a decision, like when we had Gio on, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But that was all three of us, but I don't know. It would be fun. Our debates would be interesting for sure, especially early, because you want to load up on running backs, and I'm going to take stud wide receivers. It is what it is.
It is. You got me thinking. All right. Well,
we can figure something out. When you guys are listening to this, I want you to come find me at FF_breakdown and DM me that you signed up for draft, because we are going to do a best ball. I know you've kind of talked about this, but I've started to put it out on Twitter a little bit more too. I want to get enough people together where we can kind of sign up to go as many as we can to go do it at once. And Swags, me and you, let's try to find a way to do almost like a live recording if we can. I know it's kind of hard with draft because it starts as soon as it goes, but if we get enough people together to say we're going to do it at such time, I think we could do it, and it would be a really fun show, I think.
Yeah, maybe we just set it up and have a time and then try to get people to set it up.
And if you want to DM me and be part of that, let me know, because I think we should have those guests on and just, you know, kind of go through it. Not while we're doing it live, but maybe afterwards, like a little couple minutes like we've talked about. Yeah. Why did you make XY picks? Or because I went here, you went there? Or no, you know what I mean? Get some more opinions on it. I think it'd be a really fun episode.
That's a great idea.
After the whole draft is done and landing spots are a little more secure with what we think, and guys, I think that could be really fun for not just us, but all the listeners getting involved and everybody listening. Come get our guys helmet. I don't know if we mentioned that already. I'm going to do it now. $5. Toys for Tots. Our You Caring link is all over the place. Only $5 to get you an entry for a signed LSU mini helmet by Darius Geis. DHA sickest. That's a pretty cool fucking handle. Or you can give us $20 and we will give you an extra entry and you get 5 entries. We've already had a couple people do that, and I super appreciate that. You guys rock for jumping in so early. But let's get a little bit more in here so we can buy more toys for the kids come this Christmas. I know it's a long ways away, but let's get our number up now and have a great time when we do that.
Where's Geis at today? When this is dropped, where's Geis at right now?
You know, everybody hates to see him in Philly, but in that green, he'll be all right. You don't have to like it.
You don't have to like it. We're out of here again. I don't know if this goodbye is going to be here or not.
But it's decided. Because you don't want to hear that? Fucking hate it?
Oh, I'll put that in.
What a dick.
Got to mix this in with another goodbye, though.
Right? The second goodbye is in the super outro. You're welcome. Thanks for sticking around for a second goodbye. Everybody, enjoy your draft. Have a beer. Let's do it.
Eat some hot wings.
Fuck it. Eat some Braveheart hot wings, Wild Wing Cafe. They won't fucking know what that means, but it'd be cool. So on that note, dude, I think the lunch date is about over. Getting ready to go start this afternoon patient log. So
have fun.
At FL2DrinkMinimum on Twitter or at FF_breakdown. Come find the podcast account. Tag me. We'll get some tweets out there, polls, whatever we've got to do.
Hell yes. Who are you? I am at DFF_swag. Did you like that?
I didn't mess it up either. I tried not to talk.
I'm going to copy and paste that shit and never say it again.
You always have that one. So I can't mess it up.
Seriously, nice. Guys, hit us up. Any questions, anything, follow us.
We're everywhere. Yeah. Kind of. Not really. Only in the places we told you. Do it there. Can we leave already? Cut it. Just cut it.